In the context of the soaring food price, in terms of the urban poor, we're looking more at social safety nets. And this is largely something that's more the responsibility of WFP to help people have the access to the food that they need. The other aspect in FAO that we're really looking at is the boosting of food production, and in this case, rice. So in terms of the development of this initiative, the first element is really looking at the supply of quality rice varieties. And having these rice varieties available primarily for the next growing season, which will be next year. So we're looking at strategies for production of rice seed during this season and during the off season, the contre-saison, so that there'll be sufficient quantity of rice to really boost production on a wider scale during the next growing season. Now, this is one component. The other component is looking at primarily the provision of fertilizer. And, of course, fertilizer has gone up in price substantially as well. So we're working with IFDC, which is the International Soil Fertility Center, and they're experts in the provision of fertilizer and working with the fertilizer industry and working with input dealers and working with voucher schemes for the targeting and then the provision of fertilizer to farmers.
Does it mean that more emphasis will be put on fertilizers and inputs rather than on hybrid varieties?
We're looking primarily at high-yielding varieties that are adapted to local conditions that have already been released within the countries. So this includes some varieties that have been around for quite a while, as well as the new Nerica varieties that have been released in the last, 5 to 10 years. So we're not really looking at pushing the development of new varieties at this time. We want to stick with rice varieties that farmers that have been tested and that farmers know already. Well, this initiative is really just until the end of next year. So in that period of time, we're looking at the improved seed, we're looking at fertilizer, and coupled with that, then it's improved production practices that include how you apply the fertilizer, water control, pest management, and these kinds of issues. The problem we have in a time frame of a year and a half, there's only so much you can do. I would say that bringing new areas under production in terms of irrigated areas, that this is something that takes a bit more time to do. The other thing that we have to remember, there are three rice ecologies. There's the upland rice ecology that tends to be a bit more problematic in terms of yield increase. There are the rain-fed lowlands that have a medium potential, that they normally get the kind of moisture they need to grow a good crop. And then there are the irrigated areas where you can control the water, and those offer the greatest potential in terms of boosting yield. The other element that we're really looking at, the fourth element, is really, linking farmers with markets. So this is market information systems, it's post-harvest issues, the drying, the processing, the storage, and these particular issues. In general, in terms of boosting agriculture production and responding to the high food price issue, we look at these four elements: the seed, the fertilizer, the better production practices, and linking farmers with markets. So that by linking farmers with markets, then you can start to bring down the price and have the urban consumers have access to the food that they need.
And that requires a great deal of information and networking.
Yes, of course, of course. And I think really what we're trying to do here is to work with the individual countries based upon their own action plans and what they want to do, and provide an umbrella of technical support from FAO, from WRDA, from IFDC, and CRS is also involved, Catholic Relief Services, because they've had a lot of experience in working with seed vouchers and fairs. Because we're talking about improved seed, we need to be targeting of who the seed is going to get to, and the conditions under which it'll be provided to the farmers. So that at the same time, we call this kind of a productivity safety net in terms of vulnerable farmers will receive seed and fertilizer, but also farmers that have a greater potential to really respond to the need for increased production for the urban markets.
Thomas, to end with, you're a technical expert, and I would like to have your feeling. How is this rice initiative progressing? Is there any constraint that you and your colleagues are facing?
Well, the African Development Bank, IFAD, and the West African Development Bank attended our meeting in Cotonou. and they've expressed interest to support the effort in the short term of providing money for the off-season rice seed production and to consider activities for next year in terms of supporting the project. So we're now seeking funding from other donors to support the other technical aspect of the initiative.
Like who?
The Spanish, the EC, the Italians have been approached so far, and I'm sure others will be approached.